Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Georgie and Lachlan with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Coorparoo Bowls Club Committee says a paperwork blunder allowed Bowls Queensland to evict them from the land so they could sell it to developers. The Brisbane Club's comments come in response to a statement published by Bowls Queensland, which confirms the rumours of a secret sell-off of the 97-year-old Bowls Club. Club spokesperson Michael Morris said the committee had not realised they needed to renew their lease 3 months before the end date, and that Bowls Queensland only told them about their error when it was already too late. The club is making a last-ditch attempt to save itself from being sold off and demolished by Bowls Queensland. However, the club could be evicted on May 31st unless the state government intervenes.
International Energy Agency findings have shown that methane emissions from Australian coal mines more than double official estimates, and that the government needs to commit to cuts in emission of greenhouse gas. Analysts have said the report highlights a, quote, enormous gap between reports and actual emissions, with the IEA's report saying Australia's mines, particularly Queensland and New South Wales, emitted 1.7 million tonnes of methane. The IEA's measurements include emissions releases measured by satellites, while the government does not, with the 2025 report following years prior discovering that emissions could be 60% above government reports in the coal and gas sector.
In national news, a plan for an inland rail project from Melbourne to a port near Brisbane has been abandoned by the federal government, instead set to run from Beveridge in Victoria to Parkes in New South Wales. With the price tag exceeding $45 billion for the original project, the Albanese government decided against connecting inland New South Wales and Queensland after the cost increased over 50% in the last 3 years. While the change of plans will likely see an inland rail idea come to an end, the government continues to seek environmental and state approvals while preserving land the line was set to run on. Transport Minister Catherine King said that the planned $1.75 billion of reallocated funding is critical following, quote, decades of underinvestment in the network.
An ingredient called Andrographis paniculata is in about 84 products marketed to relieve cold and flu symptoms and boost immunity. However, there is growing concerns about severe allergic reactions attributed to the herb. Consumer James DeBond took the supplement in July 2022 and ended up in hospital after collapsing on a shop floor. When the reaction was reported to the product's manufacturer, DeBond was offered a gift card as reimbursement for your inconvenience. Since then, the Therapeutic Goods Administration released an updated safety review on Andrographis on April 8th, which revealed it had received 1,368 adverse reports to medicines containing the herb up until December. The top three reactions reported were loss of taste and distorted taste, as well as an anaphylactic reaction. The Therapeutic Goods Administration is considering whether to reclassify the herb, which is listed as a low-risk ingredient.
And in international news, a cruise ship carrying an outbreak of deadly hantavirus is being kept offshore off the Cape Verde Islands as epidemiological investigations continue into the virus's origin. The MV Hondius left from Argentina in late March, carrying mostly British, American, and Spanish travellers for a luxury cruise visiting many remote islands before passengers began to fall fatally ill. The first serious cases were of a Dutch couple, who had previously been travelling through South America before boarding, contracted the virus and passed away shortly after. A third passenger has also died, and several others are confirmed to have contracted the illness. While Spanish authorities, who are expecting the imminence of the boat's arrival in the coming days, are still debating how to receive the situation.
For your weather today, weather I hardly know her, Brisbane is showering. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
And that is all of your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.